Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
We have officially reached 1 year.
Oficialmente. Un año.
Un año. 1 year.
One year.
Can you say happy birthday?
We can walk now. We can...
Feliz cumpleaños.
생일 축하합니다. 생일 축하합니다.
I'm not going to sing.
Happy birthday, dear Let's Talk Hoya.
Feliz cumpleaños. A ti.
생일 축하합니다. Woo!
1 year.
Damn, so, it's been long.
It's the longest damn year of my life.
Exactly.
So it means when we started a year ago, it was as hot.
Weird.
And now it has come around full circle and it's hot again.
Yeah, I was trying to like think of like where did this even come out of? And it might have just grown from this like heat insanity that I feel like Arizonans get when it's hot.
Yeah.
Like you like something's got to be going on in your life so you can not focus on the heat. And Lydia was like, let's make a podcast. And I was like, sure, Lydia, sure, let's.
Well, because
back
that
when
was...
we were friends.
Yeah,
that was like my phase where I was just listening to podcasts all the time. Mm. And then I went through like all of them and I was like, I just want to listen to Hoya stuff. And I remember I was telling you guys, there's no Hoya stuff out there. And so I just thought, you know what? Why don't we just make that content, eh? Mm.
A. And now Lydia listens to our episodes like minimum 20 times each episode.
She really does. But you know, it's quality control.
It is quality control. Especially the amount of times that I'm prone to repeating myself. So.
Yeah.
We hadn't noticed.
We've made it. We've made it a year. We're here. And we just wanted to put out a special episode for everybody and just chat about, you know, our gratitude for everyone who's been listening to us this year and people who will continue listening to us and
maybe
just chat about, oh my gosh, our personal Hoya stories. But also, a lot of you were so generous to send us voice memos, so we are excited to listen to those today too.
Very excited.
I know. I got like a little preview and I heard one or two last time and I got a little emotional. So
a little emosh.
You guys are melting the cold cobwebs in there.
Jesse's going to be sobbing at the end of this.
Would you say that our audience is your electric touch?
I would have to say so.
You could either break my heart.
What's an electric touch?
Bring it back to life. Taylor Swift vault song from Speak Now.
Yep.
Taylor's version. Sorry, people.
Not sorry. Lydia's eyes go dead. She's like, make it stop. Make the Taylor Swift stop.
I mean, I love it. I love it for you Swifties out there, but... I ain't one.
So for this special episode, we're going to Let's Talk Taylor Swift, guys.
Jesse is going to sing the entire new album that has come out.
In Spanish.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, should we get cracking?
Yes.
On these voice messages?
Yeah, let's listen to the voice messages that y'all sent us.
Okay, so I got to set the scene, okay? It was a month ago when we submitted or posted that we were going to do these, and we posted it and it was like crickets, which I have crickets.
It was like what?
Yeah, nothing. So then I'm like, oh, I think I screwed something up. I don't think it's, oh, that one lasts a while. I don't think it's working where they can, you guys can leave us a message. So I left one for us because we had an allotment. Like, this service only allows so many, mm-hmm. and we're cheap. We're budget babes. We didn't want to pay.
We're not cheap. We're paying $5 for gas.
That's right. So I didn't want to waste one of those doing a test, but after like hour two, I was like, I need to do a test. And as soon as I submitted the test, like, ding, my girl Chelsea comes through. So that's the first one you're going to hear is Chelsea.
Okay, but you didn't do just one test. You accidentally did two.
Well, I on purpose did two because I didn't know if you stopped halfway through and you're like, oh, I don't like what I just said, and then started over again, if it would count as two. It does. So I used two of ours. But anyway, wow. then literally right after I did it, we got an email.
It was like at the same time. Like, the time stamp is from the exact same time.
Yeah. So thanks, Chelsea. So we're going to start off with her.
Hi, Let's Talk Hoya crew. This is Chelsea. And my Hoya story is that I was visiting my husband's grandma. And she lives on a farm. It's an old family farm with a lot of kind of outbuildings. And I noticed in the far corner of her kind of covered, you know, it's an indoor sort of porch area, this huge Hoya carnosa I'd never noticed or seen before. It had blooms all over it. And come to find out, it was my mother-in-law's. It's been there for 40 years. She put it there in her 20s, and it's obviously gigantic now. And it's in its original macrame pot she made. So my husband's grandma thought I was just like kind of crazy for how amazed I was at this Hoya. And it was so awesome, this really, really old Hoya. So I cut propagations off it and then I potted them all up and gave them for Christmas presents to my sister, to my brother and sister-in-laws and my mother-in-law. And so we all have a piece of this, you know, family history plant. My mother-in-law got a piece of it back after 40 years, and it's still alive and happy in grandma's garage porch area, but really a fun thing to find. And yeah, a little plant piece of a Hoya that we all have in our house now, and we can think of each other and think of her. Thanks for letting me share.
That is
so cute.
I like the way that people always have Hoyas like lying around, and then one day it's like, hey you.
I think the plant craze in the 70s really like Hoya was one of those, and that's just mm-hmm. the one that's stuck around.
Mm-hmm. The little good old carnosa, yeah. Because your heirloom is a carnosa. A lot of people's heirloom is a carnosa.
Yeah. They've just been around for a while.
Yeah, they call them heirloom carnosas. But in March, I went and visited one of my best friends in Portland. And she was like, do you want to go to a family dinner with all of my family? Because she has like a huge family. And we go, and my eyes just beeline to this carnosa that's sitting on the ledge of their dining room. And I lean over and I was like, Liz, that's a carnosa. She goes, is it a carnosa? So then she asked her sister. She's like, yeah, it's been in the family for years and years. Like, grandma used to have it. And then I got a piece of it. My mom got a piece of it. And so it's been in their family. So I managed to get a cutting of that.
Nice.
And yeah, if something ever happens, then I'll have a piece for them.
Yeah. A little insurance plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really sweet.
Yeah, that is very special.
That's super cute. Thank you for sharing your story, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Yes, Chelsea. Thank you. Okay, next up. Is our gal from the Netherlands.
Hey friends, it's Rose from Plant with Rose. I hope you're doing well. I love that you're making a podcast specifically about Hoya, by the way. I have finally started to enjoy my Hoya again now that they're growing again after a lot of time with flat mites. But I wanted to tell you especially about Hoya Carry, the one with the C-A-R-R-I. And that's because I got it as a one-node cutting from a trade via Instagram. And it has grown so much for me already. It is so cute with the little velvety leaves. It almost looks like an anthurium. I absolutely love growing it. And especially because here in Europe, it is still really hard to find and really pricey. So I feel so grateful that someone was just willing to send me one. And it's also growing so well. I don't know how it is in the US, how easy it is to get there or how expensive it still is, but I highly, highly recommend this plant. It is adorable. Thank you so much for everything you do and lots of love from the Netherlands. Bye.
Oh, Bruce.
Aww, Rose.
Karii, still hard to get, still expensive.
I'm over here looking for yours, Adam. Where is it?
All right, shade.
No, well, I just want to see if it's big enough to get me a cutting yet.
No, it's a little tiny one over there.
Oh.
You can't even see it. It's camouflaged.
That's what she said.
I love the Karii.
Yes, it's so sweet. But I'm like lately on a YouTube kick all over again, and I'm just like going between Rose, Miro, and Wild Fern, like on repeat on my house now.
Oh, how cute.
And at my house too.
Yes. So it's so cute to hear from Rose. Aw, thanks, Rose.
Yes.
We're gonna have to visit her one day.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
I've always wanted to go to the Netherlands. Plus, it's like a big time plant country. They have a lot of growers there.
Also, you know, now we have Patreon, and one of our Patreon members is from the Netherlands.
Mm.
Oh, she did say that in the Facebook.
Yes.
And she said she would help us plan. They got a couch.
So now we got it all figured out.
Okay, but side question. Is Netherlands the same as Switzerland, or is it different?
No. Different.
They're different.
Are they near each other?
They're not neighboring countries. Okay,
they don't touch each other.
No. I was gonna plan a road trip for.
And you can't drive between the two, no. Oh.
No.
Well, no. I mean, I was just gonna plan like if I'm going there, I might as well stop here too, because like my number one goal,
to, like, go around,
like when I can leave this country, is going to Switzerland.
Because
my friend was just there, and it is gorgeous. It's like fake gorgeous. Yeah,
it is really pretty. Switzerland, Netherlands, Iceland are my three. Three top.
Jocelyn's been to Iceland checking. And it is gorgeous.
Okay, you can drive for some reason I thought Switzerland was an island. I'm an idiot.
I never thought that. Okay, but I asked my question and I didn't call myself an idiot.
So there's a Netherlands and there's Switzerland. So you could drive. Yeah. I bet that would be a drive like to California.
Yeah.
Like 6 hours.
That'd be really nice.
Okay.
Whenever we get on that continent, guys.
That's right. Okay, next up, Annalise.
I grew up with Hoya in the house. My mom immigrated from the Netherlands, and at some point, her mom came to visit, and she brought a piece of Hoya stitched into her jacket so she would be able to bring this plant to my mom in the U.S., and that cutting has become three massive Hoya plants. And she has grown many cuttings in water throughout the year and transferred them to soil and gifted them to many people. I have had two. I killed the first one. I have also started my own plant from her cuttings. I might have cut a couple peduncles, hoping that that would start my peduncle process, because she has a ton of peduncles. So this has sparked a collection of Hoya for me. I probably have 40 to 50 Hoya, and I am loving the genus, and I love how it makes me think of my mom and my Oma.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
That's so sweet.
That's so creative. Shout out to Oma.
Sewing it in her jacket.
I did get a little tear, guys.
Little tear.
Starting the water.
Melt in the heart. I think when she said cut peduncles, she didn't mean like cut the peduncles off. I think she meant take cuttings with peduncles. Is what I was assuming.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming too. So then she could try and get
some
blooms.
Did she say what kind of Hoya it was?
I
need answers, Annalise. I need to know what kind of Hoya.
Why did
it is.
I just assume it was a Carnosa?
I assumed it was a Carnosa, but maybe
she didn't
just
say that. I need to know what Hoya it is, Annalise. Stat.
Yeah, if you have pictures, make sure you DM us. We'd love to see it.
Or if you're on Instagram, tag us so we can see it.
Yes, yes.
If it's bloomed with some bloom photos too.
Ooh. Okay, so next up is a little message from Matt.
Hi guys. First off, want to say love the podcast so much. Love what you guys are doing with it. And I first got introduced to what Hoyas were when Jenna Marbles posted a houseplant tour, I think, heck, was it 2018, 2019? And I've had houseplants for years. Like, I have cactus here from Arizona for, or since I was like in middle school, maybe 10, 15 years now. I don't know. But yeah, I'm totally obsessed with Hoyas. I love everything about them. They're so unique, how many varieties we have, and the blooms are just amazing, especially at, like, the scented ones. But my favorite Hoya, I would say, would be the Hoya elliptica. I love the way the leaves look like a turtle shell. And currently, I finally have an active peduncle that has blooms on it. They're almost ready to pop, and they definitely do look like teeth. Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you, exciting, Matt. It's a blooming year for a lot of our listeners. I'm loving it.
It is. It's so nice to see, like, everyone.
I was trying to find who he was talking about, Jenna Marbles, but I can't.
You don't know who Jenna Marbles is? So do you guys remember? Jenna Marbles was, like, a big YouTuber from, like, when YouTube started. Mm-hmm. Okay, she's kind of, she's on a hiatus right now because, I want to say cancel culture took her down, but it shouldn't have. I don't know. Mm. Anyway, so she's not making videos anymore, but she did a houseplant tour. She got really into plants. And she had a podcast with her partner, and he's also really into plants.
Oh.
That shirt that I have, the Hoya obovata shirt, mm-hmm. I got it because I saw Julian wearing it.
This which girl? Is...
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is Jenna's partner?
Yeah. And he is vibes. I really love Julian. Mm-hmm. But anyway, when she came out with that houseplant tour, it was like a huge deal. And, like, you know, that was like right when I started YouTube, or a little after when I started YouTube. It was really, yeah.
No, girl, I didn't have internet till like way into college.
Also, do you think he has like an apiary? Matt, do you have an apiary? Because I heard a lot of birds.
I did hear the birds.
You know, we don't get those bird sounds much in Arizona.
No.
But, you know, when you're in the Midwest or wherever, you can hear the birds. You know?
That'd be so I'm sure, cool. I'm sure the birds don't want to live out in the middle of the desert.
Yeah. I wouldn't. Elliptica is great. I'm sure it's bloomed.
I saw it already on his Instagram.
Okay.
He said it smelled like lotion.
It does. Yeah, unscented lotion. Yes. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite Hoya blooms, though. Like, just, they're so beautiful. All right, next up is a local to Arizona, Aaron.
Hey guys, Aaron here. Love the podcast. Like so many of us, my Hoya journey began with an heirloom carnosa. I'd received some cuttings from a childhood friend's mom, and she's had her plant since before the 80s. And when she got it, it was huge, so we'll never really know how old it is. Back then, I was just an aroid guy, and I'll admit I didn't get Hoyas, so I wasn't planning on bringing any more into my collection. But that was up until a few years ago when I received a bunch of cuttings from a good friend of mine, Kim Tran, who's been referred to as the Hoya Fairy of Arizona. Since then, I've purchased many more, and I've traded with friends many times, both locally and cross-country, and I've imported Hoyas at least 4 times. I've even started to get rid of most of my aroids, save for a select few that have some sentimental value. Now, I try to be a bit more selective about the Hoyas that I bring into my collection, just because I don't want to be overwhelmed. Plot twist, I already am. And I've also branched into orchids, specifically mini orchids, and I'm pretty excited for this new endeavor. It's been really interesting and fun so far. But rest assured, Hoyas will definitely be along for the ride, and they're not going away anytime soon.
I get that miniature orchid.
Lydia really tried for a second there.
The only problem is, you know, because now there's all these Hoya, and I really wanted to, like, see those blooms. And, oh, my gosh, some of those blooms.
And the mini orchids?
On the miniature orchids. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, so gorgeous. And so I tried getting into them, but they are a little bit needier, so it's tough.
And they're always mounted, and they need to be watered like multiple times a week.
And we saw a lot of them in San Francisco
at the Conservatory of Flowers.
Conservatory of Flowers. Mm-hmm. They were like cool.
Aaron is Hoya_whore on Instagram, and he is who gifted me my Meredithii species Ace.
And then recently gifted me the outer variegated
verticillata.
Thank you. Gracias, Aaron. He gave it to me.
But it's
me,
in
myself,
my,
and I.
It's in my prop box.
So we're all going to get a piece.
He's very generous. Thank you for that message. Yeah, I think that was a lot of our journeys. We were all aeroids, and then we came to the dark side.
Yeah, when was it? It was like almost 3 years ago now. I just decided one day, I don't want aeroids anymore. You did all of them. I mean, you know, I like sold them and found new homes for them, but I was just done.
And I'm done with mine, except for a few.
Yeah, I've always been kind of a all plants girl. Mm-hmm. I do still keep a lot of aeroids as well, but the most in my collection is Hoya.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the most of her aeroids are in the graveyard. If you know, you know. All right, next up, we're going to hear from Chloe.
Hello, my name's Chloe. I live in Rockhampton, Queensland, Australia, on Darumbal country. When I started getting interested in Hoya a bit over a year ago, I decided to focus on collecting the 6 species that are native to mainland Australia. Now I have them all, and although it's not a huge number of species, I never get bored of them because they all have such different characteristics. For example, the Nicholsonier sundresses to the most gorgeous deep burgundy. And one day I hope to see the huge show-stopping blooms of my McGillivray. Hoya australis has so many subspecies, and it's fascinating how varied they are. It's going to take me a long time to collect all of those. Right now, my cute and splashy Hoya inconspicua, which is the species that was the most difficult to verify is actually native, is growing buds on its brand new peduncle, the first peduncle that has grown in my care. I'm so excited. I love listening to Let's Talk Hoya, and every episode makes me go out to my shade house to just look at my Hoya and fall in love with them more and more. Congratulations on your 1 year anniversary. Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh,
girl.
I'd never heard of Hoya inconspicua.
Oh.
And I wanted to know what the blooms look like, and they are gorgeous.
Oh, that looks like a little firework.
Mm-hmm. It looks octopusy, like the insularis.
Okay, so first of all, Chloe, I need you to narrate literally everything. I felt like I was watching a nature documentary.
Yes.
While she was giving us her story. Like, I was like, what? Am I watching a Netflix movie right now?
Chloe, can you call me every night at 10 p.m. and read me my bedtime story?
Yeah, move over, David Attenborough. Chloe is in town.
But also, Chloe is in Australia, which means as we're burning up here, it's probably winter or getting cold over there, right?
Yeah, they're
just opposite seasons.
Yeah, it's winter.
So jealous.
And she has a shade house outdoors.
So amazing. But oh my goodness. Okay,
that's such a cool thing to collect, to be in an area where there's native Hoya that you can collect. There's like no native Hoya in the United States.
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
But if this inconspicua bloomed, let us see some pictures, because by what I see, freaking gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful. And fuzzy.
Thank you so much, Chloe.
No, they're such cute little buttons. Thank you for sharing your story, Chloe.
All right, ready to move on?
Yep.
All right, here comes the next one.
Hi, I'm Zamana, and I go by the name Houseplant Therapy on Instagram and all other socials. I can't believe it's been 1 year around the sun for you guys. Congratulations on that. And I wanted to share one reason why I love the genus Hoya. Hoya is a massive genus. So with that comes a lot of fun little details. Details like you could have two very different looking Hoyas and you immediately assume that they belong to two different kinds, like Hoya compacta is very different from Hoya lambii, for example. But on the other hand, we have all the verticillatas. Verticillatas also look very different to each other, but they are all under the Verticillata umbrella now. So details like this really fascinates me, and I learn these information from the communities that exist online. So a very big shout out to you guys for coming up with the idea to dedicate a podcast solely for Hoyas. So I'm still learning loads from you guys. So I hope you continue to do this for many more years to come. All the best.
That's awesome. Hoya's always keeping us on our toes.
Yes. Zamana, thank you so much for leaving a message. And yeah, Verticillata. Oof. That is a big species.
See, I thought us Hoya lovers are going to want to hear a Hoya podcast, because once you are full on Hoya head, you don't want to hear about all the other plants.
Jesse's like, oh. Just kidding. I agree, though. The Hoya people just get it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, next up, Natalie. Nat Joy.
Oh, Nat.
Hello, Let's Talk Hoya. This is Natalie, NatJoy22 on Instagram, and I am sharing my Hoya story with you guys. Back a couple years ago when I first got into collecting plants, I always have had house plants my whole life, but when I started collecting plants, one of the things that I wanted to do was rebuy all of the plants that I grew up having, like in our house. I started with a Diffenbachia, then I got an asparagus fern, and then it was Mother's Day, and I decided to buy my mom a Hoya pubicalyx to replace a Hoya that we had had growing up. I probably was a Carnosa, but I loved this pubicalyx. And then I realized the world of Hoya. And so as my plant collecting ramped up, I got into Hoya and I bought a whole bunch. And now I have like a whole cabinet that's dedicated to Hoya. I recently bought from the Green Plant AZ. So that was amazing. Thank you guys. And I just love your pod. And I'm glad that I get to spend every 2 weeks with you guys in my ears. And thank you so much, Jesse, Adam, and Lydia, for your amazing knowledge. Have a good day.
Thanks, Natalie. Thanks for inviting us into your ears.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure Natalie has joined her Patreon, so now it's every week we're in your ears.
She's a peduncle pal.
Yeah, Natalie.
I wish I had a sound effect for plug. Like, plug, plug, plug. Oh, okay. Just a few more left, 3 to be exact. So next up is Gio.
Hey guys, my name is Gio and I've been collecting Hoyas for a little over 3 years. My love for Hoyas started a couple years ago when I was helping run a small plant store in Tampa, Florida. And I just really fell in love with the Hoyas. They were just super easy to care for, really beautiful. And the fact that they flowered really just was enough for me. And then I kind of was on YouTube searching for Hoyas and other plant lovers, and I found Adam's YouTube. And obviously, from then on, my love for Hoyas exploded. I think I have around 100 at this point, give or take. Some are really big at this point. I have really large Carnosas, really large Lacanosas, and things like that. I think honestly my favorites right now are, you know, always ones that are growing better than others. But the one that I think I check on the most is probably my Hoya Tangamus. Really love it. It has really, really big, beautiful leaves, really beautiful veining. But honestly, I think my favorites are probably the Carnosas. Just a huge range, the fact they flower. So I also recently, a couple months ago, I guess, I bought an Elliptica from you guys, and it's been doing super, super well. It's very large now. I've had to repot it just once and put it on a very large trellis, but it's doing super well. Also, Adam, can't wait to see you in D.C. soon.
I mean, it's probably already passed, but that'll be nice.
By the time this goes out, yeah. We would have already been there.
Oh, I'm excited to meet you. I hope your elliptica blooms very quickly.
Yeah, I hope you get that full set of teeth soon. That is so cute and exciting.
So they used to. He used to live in Florida and then moved to, I'm guessing, D.C. area, yeah, if he's going to meet us there.
Yeah.
Fun.
Also, though, it just warms my heart that we have people, supporters, that listen to us on Let's Talk Hoya, and then we get to share a piece of our plans that we talk about with them. I think it's just super special. So thank you for supporting us all around.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, coming in hot, is Tang.
Hi, Adam, Jesse, and Lydia. My name is Tang. I started collecting Hoyas around the end of 2020. And my first Hoya was Hoya Pacharawalai 023. I had watched a Harley G's video where she showed this Hoya. And once I heard the name, I was like, that's a Thai name. And I was born and grew up in Thailand. So then I did some more research and learned that Hoyas are endemic to Southeast Asia, including Thailand. So in a way, collecting Hoyas kind of connects me back to my birthplace, my origins. And I actually recently got the Pacharawalai 023 to bloom for the first time. I really enjoy the scent, but I did not enjoy the sugary drips that followed. love y'all's work. Hope y'all are having a good summer so far. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tang. I like...
Adios.
Jesse just said nectar, like the most hillbilly way I've ever heard you talk. You're like, nectar?
Nectar. The drippy drip juice juice.
Dang. Okay, so what was the Hoya that he said?
Pacharawalai.
Okay.
032 or 023.
Okay.
I always enjoy, you know, because the Hoya are, a lot of the Hoya are from Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the way that we're saying it is probably
completely
not
wrong.
Right. And just to hear people in their native tongue to be able to say it the proper way and to hear that, like, I always really, really appreciate and enjoy that. So
yeah, thanks, Tang. Yes. Tang always has the best looking skin, just side note.
Oh yeah, that's very Silence of the Land of you.
No, his face is always glowing. It's gorgeous.
I mean, that skin. What is that skincare routine, Tang?
Yes, Tang. This is that skincare routine there.
He's got it on lock. All right, next up is our last one. Our last one that comes from Lauren.
So I got into Hoyas fairly recently, and maybe I'd say it's been about a year, but I just have been researching houseplants and what kind would work for my home, and especially wanting something that's generally not toxic for pets or children. I know that a lot of my cats like to get into the plants and chew on them and stuff like that, so I found Hoya as a choice in my research, and at my local Whole Foods grocery store, I found a Hoya pubicalyx, and it was something that caught my eye right away. It looked a little bit different than the other plants. I took it home, and I just fell in love with it. I've been researching all different kinds of Hoyas and how to give them the best care that would be close to what they have in their environment, and I really enjoyed learning about conservation efforts and just the science behind it, making sure that I am correctly labeling my Hoyas and just enjoying how beautiful they are, watching them grow. There seems like so much to learn about them, and the plant just has an awesome personality, Hoyas in general, I think. There's so many different kinds, and it seems like we're always finding more. So, yeah, I love Hoyas.
Yes.
So do we.
Same. Oh, it's fun that there's like more people that are coming over to the Hoya.
One of us.
You're becoming one of us.
Yeah, and like hearing her talk about how she likes researching them and labeling them correctly, that's awesome, because I know that that's a big reason that Lydia really wanted to get this going, to like spread the information and also receive information, because there's so many like places to learn about Hoya, but what's one more? Hola Hoya friends! So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there!
Looking to elevate your gardening game this season? Well, look no further than Coast of Maine, your go-to source for premium organic soils for over 28 years. Organic approved and sourced from oceans and farms, their full range of garden and lawn products are designed to restore roots to the natural world.
So picture this. You're struggling with lackluster soil, just like I did last year, and your garden plans just aren't thriving. And that was until we discovered Coast of Maine. Their products infuse my soil with the healthy microbes and nutrients it was craving, resulting in vibrant outdoor plants that practically thanked me for the upgrade.
Omri listed and crafted from natural ingredients like lobster shells and fish bones, their products not only nourish your plants, but also your peace of mind.
Are you ready to take your garden to the next level? Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. That's why their products are carried by local retail partners who provide advice and insight, not just found in big box stores.
And Coast of Maine knows, from beginning to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere.
Their products make organic gardening simple and approachable for everyone.
Let's get growing together.
Visit coastofmaine.com today. That's coastofmaine with an E.com.
It's weird to think like I existed one day and didn't know that like people's research went into Hoya, and like people I didn't know people published articles and magazines.
You didn't know what pubescent meant.
Yeah.
And now look at us.
Yeah, it's really weird to have all this knowledge and just like throw it out there like.
And now you'll never think about Toyota Corolla the same ever again.
No, never again.
In coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
Trigger warning.
Well, thanks so much for submitting those voice messages. Really, truly. Like, it's actually nice to hear your guys' voices and to hear your stories and not just see it like written out. It's extra special, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And personally, I love hearing from people who are from outside of the U.S. just because, I don't know, the immigrant in me just loves hearing from like, it always feels like we're such, it's just us, but no, it's all over the world. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it does surprise me to know that people listen to us all over the world.
I know.
Like that there's someone in Australia or Queensland or like New Zealand or even Sri Lanka that just knows my name.
Yeah.
Even when like the Patreon comes through, it tells us in that country's currency.
Yeah.
And so remember there was one I was like, guys, what is this? What's going on?
Yeah, so it's like it's extra special. But okay, so thanks for telling us your stories. Now we're gonna tell you our stories.
I wanted to insert though. Okay. I just wanted to say it is really nice hearing from all of our listeners, because I mean we can see through like our app like who's listening and things like that, but it's so different when I mean we sit here and we hear each other whenever we're recording every week or so, but to hear other people who are listening to us and their stories really is special.
It is.
So thank you everybody.
It makes it feel like we're not screaming into the void.
Yeah, exactly. So
we obviously we hope to do some more crowd participation clips or episodes in the future too. So make sure you follow us on Instagram where we will talk about that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's where you're going to get it first. But anyway, now we're going to move into our stories.
Since you all shared with us, we're going to share with you.
Lydia.
As always.
Hotspot. You go first.
Oh, I go first.
Yeah.
You usually poke your eye again?
Yeah. It's okay. You can tell your story. I have ears.
Okay. I don't know how she pokes herself in the eyes so many times.
I just saw her squinting.
I have very bad depth perception, guys. I go to, like, rub it, and then it's like, in there.
Yeah, so, you know, I was an aroid girly, as I feel like all of us were. And then the Hoya bug, it hit me. And I can't remember, when was that trip that we took, Jesse, to San Diego? And we went to the little, like, they had a garden in their backyard.
Annie's Garden Gems.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
I don't know, but...
2019,
I think.
Was it 2019? Was it before the pandemic?
I think it was.
Was this before or after you attended that plant swap in...
I can't even remember.
Los Angeles.
I think it was after.
It was January 18th of 2020 that we were at Annie's Garden Gym.
Okay. 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 Yeah. So when the Hoya bug really hit me. So that would have been after we met Sarah... Juniper Knots. Mm-hmm. And then after we did the swap where we met you for the first time, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point I had a couple of Hoya, and I think at that point it was when we were like, let's go and get some Hoya. And we had, Jesse and I had ordered a Hoya and had it shipped over here. And then when we realized, oh my gosh, they're in San Diego, we can just go drive over there, we like booked an appointment and we went. Side note, No, she is up and running, but they don't do in-person visits anymore ever since COVID. But we went crazy when we were there, remember?
Yeah.
We saw all sorts of Hoya. That was the first time we saw, like, the variegated obovata, linearis. I mean, sigillata, like, so many Hoya. But one of the ones that I remember getting was an obovata with splash. And just like pure silver splashy leaves. And I remember when I had picked it up, the label on that pot said that it was $8. Mm. And so I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get this plant for $8. Then when she was checking us out, she put in the number and it ended up being, I think it was like $36 or something.
Yeah.
But to me at that time, like, when had I spent more than $20 on a plant? You know what I mean? And so I was like, wait, I thought that was $8. And she goes, that plant? Nuh-uh.
You're not getting that for $8.
Was the tag on the plant or was it on like the shelf?
No, it was on the plant, but it was, I think she had repotted it and then accidentally didn't delete the sticker. So I think it was like on the other side, or she just like didn't notice. But it was perfectly fine. I mean, because if you think about it now... totally worth it. Like, that's not...
Yeah, she just, like,
her... of all the money that I spend.
Her backyard was, like, covered in, like, hanging possum leaves.
Yeah.
And we just went through and we're like, that one, that one, that one, that one.
And
I thought it was really cute. I know this is your story, but I thought it was really cute that it was Annie. And
hold
then...
up, hold up. I'm gonna let you finish. Yeah. But first, Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
You may leave. Anyway... I thought it was so cute that it was her and her mom was like in some corner, like cleaning plants or like planting something. And I was just like, that's so cute. Her and her mom do this together. And then the mom was telling us how like everyone in the family is kind of involved.
Mm-hmm. And it was so sweet. But I think that's, I mean, I can distinctly remember that's when it finally hit. And I was like, okay, I really have the Hoya bug. And I got that splashy obovata. And I mean, to this day, that plant is the one that I look at. It gives me new leaves. It brings me so much joy. It just gives me the most gorgeous foliage. And just thinking like back in the day, I was like, $36, that was so much, you know, like it's just crazy to me. But I feel like that's one of the Hoya that I've had really since the beginning of me really wanting to get into Hoya, and so it just continues to have a special place in my heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so when was that San Diego trip again?
January of 2020.
Okay, so that was after I had given you a Hoya retusa, so mm-hmm. my Hoya retusa didn't capture your heart. No. Just kidding. It's dead though.
Well, I got a replacement.
You did.
I did.
Also, she hates you.
Oh, I do love your Splashy Obovata, though. Those leaves are gorgeous.
It is quite gorgeous.
Is it better than yours?
Well, it's not variegated.
No, it's just Obovata.
I have a cutting of that, too. It's Splash.
Yeah, do I did you? Give you a cutting of that. Then it puts out gorgeous leaves.
It does. Well,
I guess I know where I stand, because guess who doesn't have a cutting of that?
Well, I didn't know that you wanted one.
I don't. I'll appreciate yours.
Yeah, I think that's what I thought.
Lydia hates you.
No, stop.
Stop telling him the truth.
We need an editor.
I'm so dead. No,
you're so mean.
I just stab and turn every which way.
We know. We know.
Look at this smile.
I know.
Look at these plump cheeks right here.
Jesse, tell us your Hoya story.
Literally just said that to you.
No, you're telling yours.
Okay, I'll tell mine. It is the sole plant hanging in the window, the sole leftover window, because I've been moving plants around. So it is my Hoya compacta.
So it's not any of the other 50 plants that I've given you?
No.
Wow.
Pass.
Just kidding. You just said that to me, so I'm scared about to you.
No. Yeah. I don't know. You know, this compacta, I was going to say my heirloom Carnosa, because that was really kind of like one of the first ones that got me into Hoya. But this is, instead of talking about, because I just said that on a different episode that'll be coming out, I wanted to talk about a specific plant that I really love. And compactas are just really cool in general. I really love how that foliage looks. But this one actually came from my uncle's plant, which I didn't even know my uncle was into plants.
Wow.
My family's not that close. They all live in Maryland. Well, I've never been around him my whole life. It was just been visiting every so often. So I didn't know that he was into plants. And then my stepmom gave me a cutting of this one. Just a smaller cutting. I mean, it wasn't like a huge thing or anything. And I grew it. I'm still growing it. And she was like, yeah, that came from, you know, your Uncle Craig's plant. And I thought that was just so cool. So now it is kind of like an heirloom compacta.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I feel like that's one of my favorite plants in your collection.
Is
because
it?
One, I mean, the way that it just is trailing. Two, that bright pink bloom the green. And then the pot combo. I mean,
I know that's a botanical pot. I love that pot.
There's just no compacta out there like it.
There isn't.
Why do you feel like a cowgirl? Like it.
And then, you know, those blooms are so, so beautiful. And they smell like chocolate. Albeit like cheap Easter chocolate, but chocolate in general, like it's still good.
But just gorgeous. You need to get, because our hope is for all of our Hoya stories, we're going to post a picture, a reel or something commemorating. But you got to get a picture of her with the bloom and everything.
I should, yeah.
Because right now she's a whole vibe, so.
But my Mauna Loa compacta put off a non-variegated vine that I've snipped off because that was really the only part of it that was growing like quickly. But it was green and it was like this dark green color. It was so gorgeous, so beautiful.
And it still is.
It still is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's growing roots in my prop box. But this compacta, I need to find a new spot for it because obviously this area and the house is going to be ocupado. So I got to figure out where I'm going to put that babe. Because she sits in an east window and she's happy as can be.
Sidebar, are you going to get rid of the whole thing?
I think so, yeah.
You can put her in my house.
No. I've seen your
Wow, he didn't even think about it, guys. He wasn't like, maybe.
Vecna 2.0 over there.
Why don't you set that up in your bedroom and then hang out plants there?
I could, yeah.
Okay. It doesn't even have to be full, but, you know, you can put her there, and if there's any other ones that you like.
You know, I actually might go buy those, like, curtain rods that, like, the rod slides through instead of having it on string.
Mm.
But anyway, yeah. I do love that compacta so much. It's just such a gorgeous little, gorgeous, gorgeous girl.
Yeah. She's a whole vibe. The whole combo is a vibe.
Yeah. And growing so well. So, like, you know, it took a while. I don't know if I'll ever need to repot her. I mean, I know she's probably root-bound, but because she does kind of dry. She does get a little wrinkly pretty quick, but she's a babe.
But there was someone who, I don't remember who it was, but they had said they had a Hoya that came from their family all those years ago, and it's never been repotted.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it is that I heard that from, but they're like, yeah, it's still in the same pot. Like 20 years later, it's still growing, you know? So
another thing we really like about Hoya.
Yes. Not having to worry about up potting, poles, all of that. So anyway, what about you, Jesse?
Well, I was like, what's the first picture of a Hoya that I have in my, I have a, like a photo drive. And I actually found this from 2015. It's a Hoya bloom. It looks like a
Imperialis.
We weren't even into Hoya in 2015.
No, I wasn't even like having plants or anything. But this is a Hoya bloom. It looks like Imperialis or Onychoides, maybe. Yeah. They're very they're not very similar, but like that's the
I wonder look. For what reason you have that on there.
I think I must have just seen it on the internet and been like, this is so cool. So that's really cool to me that 2015 me.
Bro, Hoyas were sending you Easter eggs back in
2015. Dang. Like, they were like, we're going to change your life forever.
Yeah, I think Taylor Swift needs to write a song about that. Anyway. But when I think back to like a Hoya that I've like really loved and like kept in my collection, I have to go with Hoya carrii. The green form Hoya carrii, because that is another trip that Lydia and I took into California, and we went to the shop that people used to go to, or probably still go to, called Rainbow. But then a couple doors down, there was another guy there who sold plants, and we walked in there, and they had this like massive Hoya carrii. And he was telling us about how it was his grandmother's, and he's kept it alive for like over 30 years. And then like beside it, he had like another like cutting of it growing. And he was like, that's for sale. And I was like, I'll buy it. So I bought that. I bought like a little piece of his grandmother's Hoya, and I still have it. I mean, it's not thriving, but it's not dead. It's
not dead, you know?
Which for me is like a win. Like, yeah. I'm gonna take it and run with it. So, but Hoya carrii has always been in my collection. That specific one has been alive since then. I have the carrii with splash that Lydia gave me. Now I need the outer variegated and the inner variegated ones. But Hoya carrii are just like my favorites because they're shaped like hearts, and in the deep, dark dredges of my soul, I love cutesy little things like that.
That's cute.
So,
So he gave you a cutting, non-rooted, and you rooted it?
No. It was an established, like it was an established like plant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I took it out of its established and turned it into LECA. So it's one of the last few that lives in a glass jar for me.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I should take a cutting of it and put it in pond.
Yeah, you should.
Probably should.
Yeah, it'd probably do good.
But it's just wild to think, like, all that time ago when we were getting into Hoya and going out and buying them and doing this and that. Like, never in a million years would I have thought that, oh, I'm going to do a podcast one day, or that even that there was all this information out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like, I mean, every single day, every single episode, I'm just learning more and more. And I'm barely a tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, you know, I think this entire year, all of that really is attributed to people in this community. You know, not only our listeners, but also, you know, the people who we reach out to and we go into their DMs and ask them questions. And they're just always so willing to share more information so that we're more knowledgeable and we can share information with all of you listeners. And so it just comes full circle, and I think just the kindness and the generosity of this community just continues to astound me. So it's really been a really beautiful year.
It has.
Yeah, and it's really weird for me because, like I've said since the beginning, this was Lydia's idea, and she literally, it's like when a mom has to put a jacket on a kid. For me, was like, please let's do this. Please let's do this. I promise you're going to like it. I promise you're going to have fun. And the whole time I was like, no, here's like 26 reasons why it won't work. And then now we're here a year later. It's been so much fun. The community is so amazing. And then Adam, who already was like a great friend to us, is just like this great bonus of having this podcast and getting to see you guys every week. Like, it's keeping us connected. And and now we're like getting to hear and talk to people from like across the earth.
It's wild.
It really makes me feel really, really small, but at the same time, really, really connected.
Yeah. I mean, it is crazy to me that it has been a year, because it doesn't feel like it's been a year. Mm. But also, I do remember when Lydia first brought this up, and I was like, Jesse has to be involved. I mean, because we were just in a text together. I was like, Jesse has to be involved. And she goes, I know. I just don't know if she's going to want to do it. Like, she's very, like, apprehensive. And I was like, people will love Jesse. And look, people love you.
Yeah. But I do want to take some time to give a big shout out to Adam, because he does all of the editing. He does all of the media, like, technology, complicated stuff that for me is like a whole nother language. And then Lydia, because she literally carries this podcast like
1,000%.
She does our outlines. She writes down all our ideas. I'm like, Lydia, here's 50 ideas, but you better write them down or else they're lost forever. Yeah. Like, here's my minimal effort. And then she just takes it and makes it grow. So
and the show notes, those show notes.
The show notes. Everything, like, wait, I'm not done.
Oh, okay, sorry.
What is it? Adulating? That's a word, right?
Sure.
A word.
It sounds
I'm
right.
Not done praising you. All of it. My girl doesn't stop working, guys. And if you don't believe that, you better believe it, because
let me show you my text.
Messages. Yeah, like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I don't think she sleeps. I think she's secretly a robot or a vampire and won't tell me. But shout out to Lydia, who this hobby became a passion project, became this podcast, and now who knows how long we'll be around, but we'll have this forever, and that to me is really special.
Yeah,
I mean, but also shout out to my two lovely co-hosts who deal with my neurotic OCD brain. To do, like, if I get an idea, I'm like, I gotta do it, you know, and ASAP. Then sticking with me through all of the things that, you know, my mind goes through, and all of my work texts that pop up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, I haven't even said good morning with my dog, and Lydia's already like, this and this and this and this. And I'm like, bruh, catch me after I've had like a drop of coffee.
Chill.
Yeah.
But also, shout out to Jesse, who manages the social media and Instagram so well, because I'm pretty sure, you know, like, sometimes I'll get a notification and I see it, and then 3 minutes later I'll hop into Instagram and Jesse's already had a full-blown conversation with that person, responded, sent the pics, sent the links, whatever, and she's like, bam, bam, bam. So
yeah,
she makes sure that, you know, you don't gotta wait for no response. She's on it, man.
She is
unless it needs actual facts, then I'm like, can we group think here? Can someone else take this one?
What do you think this is? It's a screenshot.
It's a screenshot of a blurry leaf.
It's really been a joy. So thank you for coming on this ride with us, and thank you guys both for, I don't know, like, all the joy that you bring.
Okay, I'm gonna start crying now because Miss Nojo made me cry.
But that's it. That's our 1 year episode. But we do have some housekeeping things to talk about, like our Peduncle Pals over on Patreon.
Peduncle Pals? If you're not.
Yeah, it's a thing. Ooh. Oh, I love it. Our Peduncle Pals tier gets access to 2 bonus episodes a month. So the off weeks that we're not doing an actual episode, they get an episode. So
you get to join the fun an episode every single week.
Well, you said that almost at the not the same time. But those episodes are a little more unhinged than these. Still on topic.
Yeah.
Or still like loosely related. So I think those are some fun episodes.
Yeah.
Because especially Jesse gets real honest. She's like, let me just give it to you.
I was about to say, I don't have to be as professional.
No, we can just sprinkle a little more of our personality.
Hey, because no.
my Peduncle Pals accept me as I am.
They do.
With a little more evil in me.
But yeah, then we also have a Facebook group that our Peduncle Pals and Blooming Buddies get access to, which is, you know, it's hopping over
it's
there
on
Facebook.
It's taking off. I'm so excited. We're having so much fun.
Lots of pets, lots of plants, and yeah.
But yeah, also we have a Peduncle Pal sticker made that's going to be going out to our listeners, or at the point that this episode goes out, hopefully has made it to some of your guys' mailboxes.
Yeah, thank you, Steve, again for that.
Yes, and, you know, hoping to do some events there, but also just some random surprises to be thrown in there too. So all in all, super excited for what the next year holds for us. So
yeah, and thank you all to who have joined and showed your support in such a meaningful way. We really do appreciate it, and we don't take it lightly. So
yeah, and we feel just as grateful for the listeners who can't join or who don't join or who don't do that, because without you guys, it would just be us three at the table.
Yeah, 100%. And thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing your joy of Hoya with us and sharing our podcast with others. Like, all of it just means a ton. So
leaving us reviews comments,
that helps so
and
much.
I mean, even just on Instagram, like tagging us and sharing your blooms, like every little piece that you guys do, it just really feels so special, because like, who are we that someone takes the extra step to engage with us and support us? And so it really has been, you know, such a great, bountiful year. So anyway, I'm going to start crying, so that's great.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go get LTH tattooed on my forehead.
No, I will never let you get a face tattoo.
It's the original artwork that's
meaningful.
Gosh. No. Oh, the original Peduncle Pal sticker. Anyway.
Thank you. Gracias.
Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to follow us if you haven't already at Let's.TalkHoya over on Instagram. You can also follow us individually. My Instagram is at NotDude.
I'm at TheGreenPlant.az.
And I'm at PerritosyPlants. Adios.
감사합니다. 안녕.
Bye. You threw me for a loop there. Bye. Bye. Happy 1 year.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.